This simple practice of being with experience, curious about this human experience. Allowing experience to be as it is, this very simple practice cultivates so much goodness. Develops so many beautiful, wholesome, skillful qualities in the mind and heart. It seems so simple, just being with experience. Curious and allowing, and it is simple. And yet, as we practice, qualities like patience kindness. Compassion energy even qualities of delight of joy they begin to come along. Come along for the ride, almost. It can be kind of surprising sometimes when that allowing quality is like, oh, this is what's happening. When that allowing quality is available and connecting to boredom or frustration or confusion or any of many somewhat challenging states of mind. Allowing them, the heart kind of resonating with the truth of, oh, this is what's happening. That alignment with truth, that very alignment with truth can make the heart sing in delight. Sometimes at the end of a day of practice, I will consciously let myself remember just before I go to bed or at the end of the day, even at the beginning of the sitting at the end of the day, like now, I'll let myself consciously reflect on, remember some of the wholesome qualities that have been growing in the day. Well, that sitting, that time, there was some calm and some patience. In that sitting, or at that moment in the dining hall, there was a sense of kindness and care. At that moment, when the mind could put something down, there was the sense of letting go. There was delight at seeing something just as a happening. This connecting with, recognizing the wholesome qualities is one of the most powerful ways to strengthen them. Mindfulness itself is a wholesome quality when it's accompanied by wisdom. Mindfulness and wisdom together are some of the most potent, wholesome qualities around. And that's what we're spending so much of our time doing, cultivating those qualities. Let yourself appreciate that. It's actually quite a rare thing in this world. To have the intention to cultivate the heart and mind in this way. And so, no matter how hard or easy it might have been to practice, appreciating the connection, the commitment, the inspiration to do so. Mindfulness as a wholesome quality, mindfulness and wisdom together. Great thing about these qualities together, is that as mindfulness and wisdom meet, open to challenging states of mind, those mental formations that tend to construct suffering, it creates the conditions for them to diminish, to weaken in our experience. And when we are aware of, mindful of, wholesome qualities of mind, beautiful qualities of mind, qualities connected with love, compassion, non-harming, generosity, wisdom, it strengthens those qualities. It creates the conditions for them to appear more in our experience. And so these wholesome states of mind are also mental formations that shape our experience. That move the mind towards more and more wholesomeness. So these engines of the mental formations can work in our favor, can work towards the ending of suffering. And they also shape the aggregates. The quality of love, for instance, care, connection. As that's arising in our experience, it can create a lightness, a feeling in the body. Often a pleasant feeling. The perception with love is often that of connectedness. Tends to support the growth of more love. And perhaps inclines our consciousness to connect with things that also relate to caring. This process of practice we can't simply stop doing our habits of mind. Our habits that create suffering and stress. And yet that curiosity of being aware of what is happening it begins to turn our minds slowly from those habits and we begin to get a taste of something else. A taste of ease, a taste of peace, a taste of non-suffering. And slowly, more and more the mind lets go of all of those habits and patterns, those drivers towards greed, aversion, delusion. The drivers towards craving and clinging. The mind begins to release those slowly. release them. And slowly we get the taste, maybe a little bit at a time, the taste of freedom, another taste of freedom. And that supports us, encourages us to continue exploring, continue this simple practice of meeting our human experience with allowing. Just this, whatever this is, there's not a better experience to be aware of. In fact, this is the experience we can be aware of because it's happening in the present moment. And in that awareness, allowing the cultivation of the wholesome qualities of mindfulness, of wisdom, of patience, of love, all of that is happening. Leading us towards more and more peace.